Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us just bless the Lord this morning. Yeah. Father, Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise your holy name, O God. We honor you, God of glory, for another opportunity to come together and commune together and consider your word together and consider your love and your goodness together. Knowing, King of glory, that you spared not your only begotten son, but gave him up for us. There is nothing you will not freely with Jesus Christ give unto us. That as many as are hurting this morning, any sickness, any disease, anywhere, this morning, Lord Almighty, we decree that it is gone in Jesus' name. Holy God, we bless you. We say, may your name alone be glorified. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo.
Amen. Yes, hallelujah.
Yeah, I like that one. I tested positive for favor. Now, let me start this today with a question. I see a new face.
Yeah, this is my neighbor, Kay.
Kay, nice to meet you today. Uh-huh. Yeah. And so my name is Ifeoma Okechukwu. I made that announcement for those who don't know me. But today we want to look at some scriptures. Uh-huh. And you'll be wondering, what has this got to do with healing? The positive good of godly anger is the title of the message. The positive good of a godly anger.
Yeah.
I got your attention, didn't I? Huh? Huh? Yeah.
Righteous anger.
Yes.
So, how many of us get angry in the room? You get angry? You get angry? You get angry? Ooh. You do?
Mm.
I thought you're holy. You still get So you still get angry?
Yes,
I do.
You don't get angry? Oh, I didn't see your hand up. I didn't see your hand up. She doesn't get angry. I can see that. Kay, do you get angry?
No.
Oh. She has to think about it. Just sometimes. You don't get angry at all, do you?
Oh, yeah, I do.
You do? Does he? Do you get angry at him?
So do
you get angry? You do? You get angry? Good. I get angry too. Do you know that? Who created anger?
What?
Who created anger?
God.
God.
Yes.
And everything God created is what?
Good.
Good. So anger is good. The problem we have is that we have been using anger in a bad way.
That's it. That's it.
Right?
Exactly.
Get angry at the devil.
And at evil, it is commanded.
That's right.
We are actually commanded to get angry at the devil and at the evil. What is sicknesses and diseases? Are they evil?
Evil.
They are evil. Have you gotten angry about them before?
Yes.
Okay. So now I'm talking. Because initially it's like, huh? Now you got Now I'm talking, right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let's look at a couple of scriptures here. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. We'll look at verses 26 and 27. If you find it, read it.
Ephesians 4.
4, 27, 6 and 27.
And it reads, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath.
Amen.
Nor give place to the devil."
Do not let sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil.
No.
But the first part said, be angry.
Mm-hmm.
Get angry.
Yeah.
Get angry. And when you look at 27, then you can tell who he is asking you to get angry at. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't give any opportunity at all whatsoever to the devil.
That's right.
So be angry at the devil. Don't give him any opportunity. 26 and 27.
Yes.
Don't give him any room whatsoever. Don't. And very often, that's not what we do.
Exactly.
And the reason we don't do that is because we use our anger wrongly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We spend a lot of time and the energy and waste relationships by misdirecting our anger.
Mm-hmm.
We get angry at our neighbors, our spouses, our right. children, our brothers and sisters. Then by the time Satan shows up, we've exhausted our energy for anger.
Yeah.
We become complacent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, where is this pain coming from? Oh, not again. Just, you know, okay, I'll wait. When I get to church, I'll find someone. But if it was your neighbor that did that thing Satan did to you, you will get angry.
That's right.
You will respond immediately, right?
Right.
Yes.
Yes. But when it is pain, the first symptoms, it shows up, we just... I visited a family yesterday. And this lady, the woman of the house, she came here for prayers a while back. And we prayed for her. And I happened to be teaching healing school the day she came. And she went back. And you know what the enemy does? You receive your healing, it comes back, you know. And when it comes back, sometimes it comes back with anger and,
mm-hmm.
and vengeance and
right.
brings back seven times more deadly symptoms than the one that was there before.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady almost died when this happened. But she got angry. In fact, the one night the husband was telling me that he got a call to hurry so that he can meet her alive.
Mm.
A team of doctors had been brought and they looked at her, examined her, they said no need. And they just walked away.
Mm.
And the hospital, the team of doctors came, they were invited from another hospital to where this lady was staying. So they left. And chief medical officer of that hospital was like, the people said there's nothing they can do. And the husband, who is not a Pentecostal, evangelical, he believes, but he's a Catholic. At this there moment, he remembered that a believer lays hands on the sick and the sick recovers. He went and laid hands on the wife and commanded her to leave and not die. And say, you will sleep and you will wake up and I will see you in the morning. And the wife said, okay.
All right.
And the wife said, okay. And he went home. In fact, he asked them to remove all, you know, all the things they put. Because they said there was no hope.
Mm-hmm.
The next place is to take her to hospice. To cut the long story short, the woman came home. The woman didn't die. She woke up the next morning. They didn't die. And went home. And the husband said, after she came home, a couple of days after, she almost also was gone. And the woman opened her eyes and said, devil, I will not die. And the husband was like, what happened? He said, I don't care. Jesus died for me to live. I will not die. And the husband told me from that date to yesterday I saw her, that was when everything turned around.
Amen.
Every vital sign started becoming normal. Everything started becoming okay. Till I saw them again yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The woman got angry.
That's right.
Be angry and sin not. It's sometimes when you see ministers of God who manifest healing on a regular basis, constant basis, if you pay attention, there's something common about them. They really don't care what they sound like to everybody else.
That's right.
They don't care what they sound like to everybody else. You get what I mean? Right. Whether you think they are crazy, whether you think they are...
They don't care.
Mm-hmm. Because a life is at stake. Mm-hmm. And even when a life is not at stake, but this thing is annoying. It can't let you go forward. You can't really make plans because you are not sure. How long more will you carry that symptom before you get angry? This is a real question now to all of you sitting here. For whatever symptoms you're dealing with or you have been dealing with, how long more? What will it take for you to get angry?
Praise God.
Because you can get angry this moment and draw a line on the sand and say, this is it.
Yes. Yes.
That's true.
Amen. Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pause for a reason because I want you to really think about it. Yes, ma'am.
I just had a thought about this is coinciding with what Pastor Jim taught last week in healing school.
Okay.
What's your excuse?
What's your excuse, right? What's your excuse?
That's right.
I'll use a couple of illustrations. You know, a woman is married to a man, and I gave this illustration once to a women group I was teaching, and I said, what would you do if you come home and you find your husband on top of another woman? What will you do? She said, I'll kill him. I said, apart from killing him. Let's take killing him to the side now. What would you do, right? Now, why? What she would do? What is her basis for doing whatever she chooses to do? What would be her basis for doing that? Who can tell me?
She has to forgive him?
No, what would be her basis? Like, you come in into your home or, you know, and she gets angry at her husband for messing with another woman. What would be her basis? On what basis can she rightfully do that?
That's her husband.
Because it's her husband.
That's right.
Legally,
yeah.
Before God, before man.
Mm-hmm.
And someone else is here stealing that.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
In fact, in the court, if she kills that woman, they will say it was provocation. Right? In fact, she can be excused for provocation because she was rightfully angry.
Yes.
And when she became angry, she lost it.
She lost it.
Then something happened, right?
Yep.
Right?
Right.
Jesus, God, looked at you and me, saw how miserable we were, saw how sick and destitute in spirit and materially even we were. We couldn't help ourselves. He gave the law, we couldn't keep it. He wrapped himself in a human flesh and came
yes.
to
Amen.
Pay
Amen.
For the reason, the only reason Satan has to inflict us with pain and sicknesses and diseases, and handed it over to us.
Yes.
And Satan comes He takes it from us.
Now I'm going to get angry.
That's right. I'm angry. Yes.
Just let him have it.
You just let him have it. You can't just let him have it. You can't just let him have it.
I will not.
So you understand why Paul is saying here, get angry at the devil. Don't give him any space at all.
That's right.
You know that passage? Let me stay here. I have many other scriptures, but let me explain this a little bit more. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. I am one of those, and I'm sure all of us here know the interpretation of that inside out. Don't go to bed angry, right?
Right.
But in the context of being angry at the devil, that's not what he's saying.
That's right. Mm-mm.
That is not what he's saying. Mm-mm. I will tell you why that is not what he's saying. Go with me to Isaiah 12. Not Isaiah 12, Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14. How had fallen from heaven, verse 12. O Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? Who did weaken the nations? When you look at the word I want to bring out, in fact, you can read the rest, it's talking about Satan. The thing that I want to bring out here, weakening the nations.
Right.
Satan beats Christians a little at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Bombards you until you get weakened.
Mm-hmm.
Weakening usually don't happen just all at one time. If it's that he hits once and he leaves, you can say, okay, now it's over. Let me go to bed. Let me go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he is constantly doing what? Hitting.
Yeah.
Even when he tempted Jesus Christ in Matthew 4:4, right. If you read it from 4:4 down, the Bible says he left him for a season.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not done.
Mm-hmm.
He is never done.
Mm-hmm.
So what Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 is actually saying is, don't let that anger settle.
That's right.
When you're angry at Satan,
Keep being angry at Satan.
Don't let it out at all. Because he's waiting for you to lower your guard. That's why you come out here, you receive healing, you step back, the symptoms return. That's why when it was just one tiny little bitty symptom, before you know it, it has increased. Are you listening to me?
Absolutely.
You don't let it. You know, you have heard me say this often, that Satan does not go on vacation, right?
That's right.
All he's doing is recouping, looking for a new strategy
mm-hmm.
on how to come back. That's all he's doing. When you think he's stepping back, he has only three things to do: kill, steal, and destroy. So he can do it all day long, all week long, all month long. Don't let sun settle on that. What happens when sun settles? Everything slows down, everything stops, right? He's saying don't allow that anger to just stop. Don't give opportunity to the enemy, because once that anger comes down, the enemy will come in. And you would think he's a friend. Oh, it's flu season. And so? Did Jesus pray pay for flu.
Yes.
He shall not come down my dwelling. Mm-mm. He sure did.
High blood pressure is in my family, you know, it's genetic. In my family line. Did Jesus pay for high blood pressure?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Because when you begin to justify, validate those symptoms by actually going, oh man, I didn't sleep early last night. 2 days ago, I actually didn't go to bed early. Woke up the next morning and headache came. I had already commanded the headache to go away before I remembered I didn't sleep early the night before. Because it does not matter. Should I take care of my body? Of course. Certainly.
Absolutely.
I will not abuse my body on purpose. You get what I mean?
Yes.
But if I have reason to be awake, yes, I have the right to be awake when I want to. I cannot validate Satan's attack on my body by giving it those excuses. Because what I had just done is signed a package it delivered. Get angry. When Jesus Christ, you know, again, Jesus is our example, right?
Yes.
Some of us, in fact, when I first mentioned you get angry, angry from God. I'm sure some of you in your mind were like, I don't know about that. She said, now you're talking. When she eventually saw where I was going, you know. Because we want to come across as we're holier than God. Jesus got angry. Did you know that?
Yes.
Who would tell, give me an example of where he got angry?
In the temple.
In the temple.
Yeah. He got physically angry.
Get up! You think he went down and said, hey, please, 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 please. Did you?
He had a whip.
He had a whip.
And he turned over the tables.
You don't get a whip if you're not angry, right?
Wow. If that ain't angry,
and the Bible said he did not sin.
That's right.
The Bible said he did not sin. The emotion of anger, God gave it to us. And he gave it to us for this very reason.
Mm-hmm. Having a zeal for holiness and, you know, doing it right, honoring dad.
I love the voice, and I also like what he said. Praise God. You heard what he said, and I was going there in terms of being hate evil. Let me. I wanted to stay just on one scripture, but let's look at that. God actually wants us to, he said, abhor evil.
That's right. That's the word. Abhor
evil. Mm-hmm. But we cuddle these things. I must confess, most times it's out of ignorance. You don't do it because... Mm-hmm. You just want to do it. Didn't know. Especially if you have heard some preachers tell you that anger is erroneous, a sin.
Erroneous teaching.
Mm-hmm. Is a sin, and therefore you can be angry. But the truth is, all the commands, whether it was the one that Paul gave to Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. How do you fight without being angry? You will be beaten.
Yes, you will.
Yeah. If you go into battle and you really don't know why you're fighting and therefore you're really angry, then you'll be beaten. Period. But let's look at this one in Proverbs. Because it says, let's look at Psalm 97 verse 10 first. Then we can go to Proverbs. He said, ye that love the Lord hate evil. Do I have people in the room who love the Lord?
Yes.
He said, hate evil.
Yes.
Hate evil. Hate evil. How do you hate evil? You get angry at evil. You get mad. If people stay on the way of the evil, you get mad at them. You're not at them, but at the evil behind them. Jesus told Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. It wasn't, hey, Peter. That's not what he did. He was angry.
Yeah.
Get thee behind me, Satan. But he was talking to who?
Satan.
He was talking to Satan, but the person who was on the way between him and Satan was who? Was Peter.
Right.
So sometimes people will be between you and the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone coming to convince you that the symptoms you're having is because of old age. Get thee behind me. Moses was 120 years old. His natural strength was never better, neither his sight dim. He said, no, I'm not receiving that. But when we go to the doctors and they start telling us all these things, we don't say anything. We just keep quiet. Because we want to look dignified.
Not me.
Not you. See? I got on my side. Fully. Amen. I got on my side. Praise Jesus Christ. You know, so you talk back. Because that the word that you speak in those moments, they mean a lot in the spirit realm. That first time that sign is coming, that first time that word of the doctor is coming, that's contrary to what you believe, that's contrary to what you have prayed about and you're believing. My dear brothers and sisters, open your mouth and say, no, I'm not receiving it. Let the doctor say, pardon me, what do you mean? As I just mean that that's not for me. You go ahead and say what you're do. Write whatever you're writing.
That's right. That's right.
You just go ahead and write whatever you're writing. But that word is significant.
Yeah.
They will never understand what it means. But you do.
Yeah.
You just countered a whole kingdom of darkness that is trying to come against you. Am I communicating to someone this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is, we in our gentleness,
the wrong place.
Desire not to offend.
Desire not to offend.
Yeah.
And political correctness.
Yeah.
We have accepted packages that were not meant for us.
Amen.
And I pray that today you will be angry enough inside and say, you know what, Satan, I didn't know before, but today, no more.
That's right.
It doesn't matter how long. It doesn't matter what it takes. There is no time limit on faith. Do you know that?
That's right. Amen.
It doesn't expire. As long as you keep believing, what you believe in will keep, is yours.
Yes.
Praise God. Before I come to you.
I
saw your hand up. Oh, no, before I come to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So why do we worry about offending Satan or anybody else? I mean, in a case like that, when it's coming against Satan's attack to us.
Why do we do that?
Yeah.
Fear of man.
That's it.
Fear of man. Usually, a normal, typical Christian is not afraid of Satan, except if he has a machete or a gun coming after you. They probably will run. But ordinarily, the people that Satan is using is who they are afraid of.
Peer pressure.
And John chapter 5, verse 44 says, how can you have faith? Tell me, how will that happen if you have respect or fear one for another. But you don't seek the respect that comes from God, the honor that comes from God. You have honor one for another. That is, you are, you know, I'm more concerned about what he thinks than what God thinks. And quite frankly, the success I have enjoyed in Christianity is grounded in John chapter 5, verse 44. Because I will always ask myself that question. Something is laid in my heart to do or say. And all of a sudden, I say, oh my God, what will they say? And John chapter 5, verse 44 will come in. And immediately I do what? I step out.
Yes.
And I do it. I've gotten in trouble before. I've gotten in trouble. But guess what? When your ways are pleasing unto the Lord, he causes even your enemies to be what? At peace with you. For that 1 second, I got in trouble. I was uncomfortable. But the fight is fixed with victory on my side. Mm-hmm. It ends up being for me. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking at the immediate, you probably won't step out in faith to do what you're supposed to do. But this is your life we're talking about when it comes to healing and health, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking about your life. So are you going to honor men and die in silence?
No.
Praise God. You wanted to...
I was just thinking about that doctor thing when the doctor had given me a diagnosis a while ago. And I didn't respond. Like, I wasn't loud or any of that, because I know now that they fill out these sheets. Well, she's either depressed, she's this and that. And I softly spoke, and I was quiet for a minute, and our eyes was on each other. And then I just leaned forward and said, I hear exactly what you're saying, but I don't receive it.
Amen.
And she told me, she said, oh, okay. She said, well, I'll just give you the protocols in the event.
And you can.
Know, that's to let mm-hmm. you know that, mm-hmm. that, you know, them know that I did let you know. And I said, thank you, but I don't receive it.
Yeah.
And it was, that was.
You know, she is very polite.
Yeah. Because see, not only did I want to hear her, but I wanted her to hear me.
Yeah. She very polite, you know. That's true. Most people will receive that. Quite frankly, I wish I'm that polite.
My doctor wishes I was that polite.
Because the 30-year experience neurologist at Bowman Hospital, who told my daughter, you will have epilepsy for the rest of your life. I said, no, she will not have it for the rest of her life. She said, what do you mean? I said, she will not have it for the rest of her life. She said, he looked at me and he said, I am telling you, this is epilepsy and everything, this is how blah, 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 blah. I said, I am telling you, she will not have it the rest of her life. You know, he said, well, I'll write prescription and you can go take it. I said, the prescription, will it cure it? He said, no, it's just to manage it. Mm-hmm. I said, you can write what you want to write, but my daughter will not have epilepsy the rest of her life. Mm-hmm. Before that year was over. That thing was gone.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
How long? A year?
I said, within 1 year, within the same year it started, she may have had about 6 or 7, even if it was up to 10, that would be maximum, including one day I was on the pulpit trying to preach. I was in a church, just getting ready to preach, and she fell off from the chair, and I jumped from where I was and started speaking over her, and they wanted to call ambulance. I said, nope, they're not calling ambulance. I called my husband. You know, we agreed in prayer. We took her to the pastor's office. Of course, I didn't preach again that day because I was just getting ready to start preaching. And I think that was the last time if I remember correctly. Yes, ma'am.
Do you mind telling us why you think it took a year? Was it continuing to fight, continuing to pray, continuing? Why do you think it took a year?
Yeah, why did it take a year? I cannot stand here and claim that I know the details of everything, the way they all work out. Mm-hmm. But what I do know, that it's not just her, because I can say, oh, because she's a separate person, you know, maybe the way she's believing, that's why. No, even myself, I have dealt with some issues before that didn't leave immediately.
So you have to work out.
Yes. I don't give place. I don't give place to the devil. Mm-hmm. I just stay on it.
Yes.
Keep speaking it. Mm-hmm. Keep speaking it. Keep standing. Yeah. Keep exercising.
Right.
If it was my hand and I kept moving, I keep moving it.
Yeah.
I keep doing it.
Yeah.
I keep speaking it. I keep believing it. And that is each time I do, I say, Satan, no. Didn't you hear me the last time I talked to you? No, you have got to go. You get what I mean? You stay on it. Because you know the fight is fixed with victory on your side. And that victory is where you're going to.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is that is holding it back, you know, we can talk about that in a different class mm-hmm. of renewing our mind.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because if we renew our mind to the point where every word of God, the way we see ourselves, the way we think, is exactly what is in our brain, it will happen.
He's working something in you that whole time. You and your husband, he's working a faith thing in you through that experience.
Well, I don't know what you mean by working something in me, but the point is that my husband and I have agreed
mm-hmm.
that this will not be for the rest of her life. And we agreed that she had received her healing and that we will continue to speak to that condition until it stops.
Mm-hmm.
And we continued until it stopped.
Amen.
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 Amen. And I'm talking about favor. You guys know favor, right?
Right.
I'm talking about favor, you know? And all I asked her to do is I gave her some scriptures she will meditate on, and we pray together morning before she goes to school and evening when she comes back to school, at least cooperating with us, her father and myself, you know, and until we saw the result. And she is epilepsy free. Yes, ma'am.
I had an instance with my son who had a gallstone.
Okay.
He's not a believer. And I would go in with a doctor, and I told the doctor of my stand of faith. And eventually it came to the point where I was not allowed in anymore. And Eric came out that time just in tears about whatever the doctor had told him. And I said, do you trust me? He goes, well, it's not about that. I said, yes, do you trust me? This is what we're going to do. And I would speak to his body every day. I had to block out his mind because I knew he had unbelief.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't seeing anything come. And I finally, it came to the point where I was like, do you really believe this, Gail? Do you
mm-hmm.
really believe what you're doing
mm-hmm.
is effective in making a change?
Mm-hmm.
And once I took that stand and spoke over him, the pain was gone.
Amen.
I don't know where that gallstone went. No surgery was required.
See?
But
hallelujah.
You have to come to the
point. Hallelujah. Can we clap for Jesus for that testimony?
Yeah.
Hallelujah! I'm telling you, this thing works. Yeah, again, when she was doing it initially, you know, it seemed like nothing was happening, right? It just looked like it. And you know why you couldn't see what was happening? Do you know why you couldn't see it? You were looking with your physical eyes.
Yeah.
The things that were happening were not physical.
That's right. That's
your eyes are not physical, spiritual instrument for measuring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can only see physical things. But if you want to see it, you perceive it in the spirit. Spiritual things are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2:14, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you have to be, my dear brothers and sisters. I don't care how long that symptoms have been in your body. And I don't care how it came. I don't even care whether you caused it yourself. And I'll give an example of that. A woman committed abortion and something happens to her uterus. We can say, yeah, she brought it upon herself, right? But this is a family matter. She had made peace with herself and God. Now, Satan, you got to go.
Got to go.
Yes. Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Or somebody yes. used to be a smoker, and all of a sudden now your lungs, you know, are messed up. You've made peace with your father. You have. But now, Satan, no, you have no right. This is a family matter. I am a heir of God, joint heir with Jesus Christ. And God was so eager for you and I to believe this thing. And he swore. Hebrews chapter 6 tells us. Right? He swore that this is yours. Amen. Are you going to let the devil take it? How long more will you let the devil keep that symptom on your body? Rise on your feet this morning and get angry. Rise on your feet now and get angry in speaking to your body. I want you to speak to your own body right now, this morning. Just speak to your... Don't worry about anybody by your side. We talked about honoring men. Don't honor anybody around you now. Just... Completely speak. Address the devil right now. Ask him to get out. He has no right in your body. He has no right in your body. He has no right in your body. None whatsoever. Get angry. Command it. Take authority. He gave you that authority for this reason. To enforce his word on earth. Father God, we thank you. We bless your holy name, O God. I thank you for the healing that has taken place this morning, Lord.
Yes, my God.
I thank you for the symptoms that have been ejected from wherever they have been. Eviction notice has been given, and he must obey in Jesus' name. And right now, as a body, we agree that those symptoms will not return in Jesus' name. You that have not been sleeping well in the night. The Bible says he giveth his beloved sleep. I want you to see yourself right now as the beloved of the Lord and say, from today, I will sleep well. In fact, you... Speak out the number of hours you want to be sleeping from today going forward. 5 hours, 6 hours.
Oh, yes.
Just speak it out right now. 7 hours. Speak it out right now. Say, from today going forward, I will sleep. At least this number of hours. Satan, you will no longer steal my sleep in Jesus' name.
No longer.
Hallelujah. I see those pains disappear. Pain, chronic pain. You don't know why it comes. It just comes. It just comes. It just comes. We command it to go right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you.
Yes.
We bless your holy name. We worship you. Hallelujah. Oh, open your mouth and thank the Lord like you know you received your healing. Just thank him. Open your mouth and thank him. Oh, Father, we praise you. Father, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for your healing this morning. We thank you for your love. We thank you. We thank you, Father, we are free. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bless you. And may all honor and glory be unto you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.